What's going on, everybody? This is the Make Movies Great Again Movie Club. This week, we're talking about Netflix's original movie, The Killer.
That was a perfect introduction. You didn't read anything.
What do you mean?
You just introduced that perfectly.
Straight off the dome.
You didn't say
I didn't make say Average Nobody's great. Podcast.
You didn't say Average Nobody's. That was perfect. I'm Sean.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Adam.
Oh, you know what I forgot to say that I watched last week was what? I went to John Mulaney, comedian.
Ooh, how was he?
Hilarious.
Yeah, good. He's got like I love John Mulaney.
Like I've listened to him before and I liked his stuff and I was pretty excited to go see him, but it was way better than I thought.
Nick Kroll make an appearance?
No. It was Max Silvestri from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, yes.
Opened up for him.
Yes, cool.
I don't know if he's an actor or a writer, but...
Cool. Very cool.
Whatevs. Anyways, The Killer.
What'd you guys think? So first of all, though, we should let everybody know that if you watched it, you knew that it was in subtitles.
Yes.
Subtitles. In English subtitles.
Which I had no problem with.
No, loved me either. I had one problem with the subtitles.
Okay.
They were right in the fucking middle of the edge of the border. The movie was letterboxed, so there's a black bar at the top of your 16:9 TV and a black bar at the bottom. It was like half on the movie and half off. Just either put it all on or all off. I had a big problem with that, actually.
I don't know if I saw that on my 60-incher.
Big fucking... You know what, Sean? You shut your mouth.
I think it
that.
Might all fit.
That happens everywhere.
I think it might all fit. I don't know.
16:9, it's a ratio.
That shit math? We're talking about math now?
We're talking about math.
I'm going to go conservative here and tell you guys that that was my favorite movie that we've watched on Movie Club so far.
What?
Love what? It.
That's a burning hot take.
That's a hot take?
That's a burning hot take.
Oh, man, I loved it. It was like Del Toro storytelling. It was like characters with no names.
Okay.
Lore. Yeah. Like, just... embellishment and truth, and it was I loved it.
I
thought it was really good.
By the end of the movie, I understood mostly what was going on, but I gotta be honest, during the first act it lost me. I got lost a little bit during the first act.
A lot of characters, but once you realize that nobody's good, you stop drawing lines.
The French guy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I don't know why I hated him other than the fact that he's French.
See, I love the French, so I can't.
No, I'm not saying I hate the French people, but I'm saying
you hated him because he was like a selfish land hoarder. Like he was taking everyone's land.
Right, you know, but also everybody else is shooting everybody else in the face.
Yeah. But they made him different, so maybe
sure.
I'm supposed to hate him.
But what I was saying, I wasn't taking a jab at French people. What I was saying is the only characteristic of him that I knew from that movie is that everybody called him the French.
The Frenchman, yeah.
And I'm like, I hate the Frenchman. That's what that
sounds like. I should.
It sounds like I should.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. It lost me for a little while, but then as I figured out who characters were, you know, when you're real dirty living out in the Badlands and you got beards and hats, everybody looks the same.
Yeah. So, okay. I hear you. I liked all the different characters. Like, you got some guy who just lost his family, so he's on a tear.
Sure.
You got some asshole who sketches people and hides behind the law.
Yeah, so he, I was confused by his character, Four Eyes.
He literally just sketches people he finds to be potentially offending.
He makes the wanted posters, basically.
To the Frenchman.
Okay, so yeah, that's okay. To the Frenchman.
He puts it in the thing, and somebody that I don't think he knows exactly who.
And he's eventually killed by the collaborator.
By the monkey.
No, the monkey, yeah. What is the monkey?
All right. The monkey, this particular monkey. Was okay. A guy that lost his family to the Frenchman.
Right.
And he goes rogue.
Right.
And the monkeys were brought in, I think, by the government. They were just called the monkeys to kill the assassins. Those assholes running around burning down houses.
Right.
The yellow or the blonde devil, they call them. They were brought in, but they were just as bad.
Okay.
And they were about to, like, piss on some guy, apparently. And the monkey that we know shows up. Shoots them, takes their suit, goes into town as a monkey to get closer to the Frenchman, I guess, and then then the Four Eyes guy finds him threatening, so he makes a wanted poster.
So, 7 years.
I agree with you. I got lost a little bit, but I also like the fact that they sort of address when it goes back to. The guy from the beginning telling the story, they go, oh, well, what about Caballera. Yeah. You know what I mean? And yeah. then, he comes back and he's all the way back, or I forget exactly how they said it.
Yeah, he comes all the way back.
I liked how they addressed it.
Yeah.
Whatever happened.
Yeah, I did like that.
This is where he comes back.
Yeah. The deal with seven years?
Yeah.
7 years. What was he to the Frenchman? He was a hired assassin?
He was what Caballera became.
Right. No, yeah. So I got that. So he was a hired assassin by the Frenchman. So then what was the gringo?
The gringo was the guy who, when the Frenchman's hired assassins don't complete a job, the gringo gets rid of the assassin.
Okay.
He's the killer of killers.
Okay. All right. The killer.
He was like the ace in the hole.
Okay. Why not just use him as the assassin?
Because he's too good.
I guess.
What if he fails? Who's going to kill your ace in the hole?
That's true. See, if he was Batman, he'd have a contingency plan.
He's not Batman. He's just the Frenchman.
I liked it. It was did you find it confusing that the time jump, like all of a sudden he had a kid that was, 8 years old, or
kid.
I would say like 6 to 8 years old.
It wasn't his kid.
Whose kid was it? Did he not put together that couldn't possibly have been his kid?
He wasn't educated.
Right, he didn't know.
He has no idea, and it doesn't matter. Like, he didn't want him, and the kid followed him. I mean, he wasn't 7 years kid either. So to him, his father was somebody who he was not born to, raised him.
Right.
So this is now my kid.
Okay.
I didn't think at all that...
See, I took it literally.
That woman did not want that kid to be on her. She says to him, she gave me something that actually belongs to you, and then brought the kid in. She was trying to pawn the kid off. She doesn't want to take care of a kid.
Okay.
She doesn't want to take care of a kid.
Okay, I see now.
She's got to hoover it up, literally.
Yeah.
lot of cool gun twirling in this movie.
A lot of good guns. They definitely just held tryouts for who can. Okay, you're the gringo.
A lot of real cool gun twirling, I gotta be honest. I love it.
I liked it too, like the old school, like Western style. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I thought the bait and switch of the gringo at the end.
The boots or whatever.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that. Because that was like set up from the very first scene of the movie.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. That was cool. Kind of crazy living out in the Badlands, just fucking being out there.
He was out there like on his own for most of his life.
Yeah. And like 7 years just left and never came back. And he was just still out there, and he like kept wanting to leave, but decided not to. And then eventually he just like sacked up, because he went once, right? And he got like
failed. So did he? Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And they crawled back or whatever.
Right.
Was that before 7 years died?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked how the first time the main character went into town, he was just instantly the baddest dude around.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the guy, he was testing out one of the guns? I think it was the gringo. And he just spun
around and just
shoots some guy off his horse. I was like, God damn it. Imagine being that guy.
It's a bad Badlands. Wrong place, wrong time, right? Man.
Just strolling down the road on your horse. And then boom. Also, all these actors, very good at riding horses. They were riding horses full speed.
Yes, but I also loved the basic chase scenes. Like, the chase scene was like, horse flies by, horse flies by, done.
Yeah.
We're not doing any of these, like, weird,
jumping over trees, standing on the horse.
We're not doing that. It was like,
yeah. Sure. Yeah.
That was my horse racing.
Yeah, I feel like the movie's a little more clear for me. I understood what happened, like, for the most part. Just characters got away from me, I think.
Yeah. There was a lot of them, and they intertwined. Then you had, like the women that were being hunted down by that asshole that apparently...
The four-eyed guy?
No. What was his name? He was the freed slave.
Another assassin. Yeah. Yep.
I know what you're talking about. I forgot his name.
That wasn't it.
It's very cool. All right, you guys want to take it to a vote? You have anything else you want to add?
Can you guess what mine is?
I'm guessing that yours is a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
What do you got, Adam?
I'm a thumbs medium. I'm a thumbs medium because I enjoyed it. I wish I watched it all in one sitting. I watched it in two sittings. So I feel like that would have helped. I think I watched the second half right before we went on the air tonight. So it was almost like a rushed watch. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Try it again.
But I enjoyed it. You know, I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. What'd you say, Matt?
I'm a thumbs medium as well. I'm a thumbs medium. I'm leaning more towards up. But yeah, I enjoyed it.
We almost had 5 3-point movies in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the last?
Last week we had 3. Thing, oh, right. Hateful Eight, Cloverfield Lane.
Right.
And then Adam's Family was the 4th, and then this would have been 5. We were on a tear. Well, next week.
Not all. Yeah, next week.
Jim and Andy, yada, 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 yada.
Jim and Andy the Great Beyond with a special.
A very special, contractually.
Obligated appearance by Tony Clifton.
Yes, that's it.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I definitely think we got that a little backwards, but all the pieces are there.
Mention, maybe? Mention.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's the movie for next week. It's on Netflix. It's actually a Netflix-made documentary, so we're going back-to-back right here with Netflix movies. Actually, we're going to go back-to-back-to-back because we also have another Netflix movie coming down the pike.
I thought you were going
to
spoil it.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say it. We kind of have one coming down the pike. So we love our Netflix. That's what we're all about right now.
Oh, yeah, huh? 3 in a row?
Yeah, 3 in a row.
Let's go.
All right, and that's it for Movie Club. Again, you can check us out. Go to averagenobodies.com, and you'll find a Movie Club tab right there. You can join the Movie Club, and you'll get our weekly emails where I put the movie trailer in. Adam makes a nice little edit, like a little photo special. Mm-hmm. He does it. This is not something you can get anywhere else. You can only get it from our Make Movies Great Again Movie Club email list. So go to averagenobodies.com and check it out there. All right, until next week, guys. That's going to be it for Movie Club.
See ya.
Thanks.